I'm ready to rock whenever you are.
All right, let's do this. Let me hit record.
So I'm flying blind here.
Me too.
Am I being interviewed?
That poop emoji behind you is being interviewed.
Sweet. Well, it's famous. It's been in more than one.
All right, we are live. Dustin Brome is with me. I have not talked to Dustin in forever. Dustin, introduce yourself.
Hey, what's up? I am Dustin Brome. I'm a real estate agent in Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm the founder of Search Salt Lake and co-founder of the SnapPak Real Estate Group on Facebook.
And what the heck
I am
is
proud
this...
to see that I know about.
And what the heck is the SnapPak group on Facebook?
The SnapPak group, it's really a real estate Facebook group meant for specifically real estate marketing, people to get together and bounce marketing ideas off each other. It started out with a bunch of realtors who each other on Snapchat, and that's kind of where the SnapPak name came from. But then once we started a Facebook group, it quickly became more than just Snapchat. It became social media. It became Facebook ads. It became general. And so there's some great real estate Facebook groups out there. You know, most of them are just like general real estate groups, which are awesome, but ours is more targeted and more focused on marketing tactics in general within the real estate industry. So it's actually been a lot of fun.
I just looked at the official count, 2,424 members strong in the SnapPak Live Real Estate Group. It's impressive.
That's right. Yeah. I thought it's grown pretty quick. I mean, I look at some of these other groups that have, you know, 70,000 members, and it boggles my mind, and it gives you some perspective, but you know, it's a good community. It's, what I love most about it is there's real friendships and real relationships built within the group. And I don't think you can do that if you have, you know, so many tens of thousands of members, or at least it's more difficult. And so that's really been enjoyable. It's more of a tight-knit community of like-minded real estate professionals, not just realtors, loan officers, you know, some people that work in marketing agencies are part of the group, and it's really just anyone who wants to sell more homes and learn how to be a better marketer.
And one thing that was unique about the start of this Facebook group was also a trip that happened last year about this time of the year. I ended up being in Park City, Utah for the first time. Chat a little bit about what that trip was all about.
Yeah, Bucky, I remember it was like, 4:30 in the morning, and we're like, where's Bucky? And you were already like on top of the mountain, like doing your morning run up the mountain.
I had to check it out.
4:30, but it was probably like 5:25. But yeah, so a year ago, it was basically like exactly a year ago, we had this crazy idea that all of these people in the SnapPak real estate group on Facebook, in person, in one place, and do like a mastermind group and bounce ideas off each other, network a bit, you know, meet each other in person and all that. And so we did it in Park City. There were five of us. Bucky was one of them. Jason Frazier, the real estate CIO, was there. Shannon Milligan, an awesome residential realtor in Richmond, Virginia, she was there. And Chelsea Pites, she's like the chief strategy officer. Well, okay, that's not her title, I don't think. She's like the director of social strategy for title. Like she's a pretty big deal in the title world. She's a big Snapchat expert. She's an author. She has a book coming out here in the next little bit, and she was there as well. So and then Bucky, you know, the commercial realtor from Rochester, he was there. And so it very well-rounded. We have a male and female residential realtor. We have someone in the loan on the mortgage side, Jason Frazier. We have Chelsea handling and Bucky with the commercial side. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was a great trip. Learned a lot about just where the current state of the internet was with social media. And I feel like we were still very early in our journey with social media and using it for our business. I definitely was with Snapchat. And now fast forward, it's a year later and the plane tickets are booked again. And this upcoming Thursday, I will be flying back out to Park City. So what do we have in store for the upcoming weekend?
Dude, Bucky, this is really going to be cool. So last year was small, right? There were five of us getting together and we did a live stream to whoever wanted to watch. And there ended up being about 200 people who registered to watch a live stream where we all just kind of went and talked about certain topics, certain things in the marketing world. And we did that for about 2 hours, but this time, 3 days, two full days. And then Sunday morning, there's 25 people from all around the country coming in, real estate agents, loan officers. There's a couple title people in there and they're all coming into Park City. We're going to get together in a room and so it's going to be much more powerful. We're jam packing it. There's going to be a lot of topics covered. Be a huge topic. It might even take up almost a full day on Saturday. But we're going to be talking about a lot of other things just to help people sell homes, no matter what their strengths and weaknesses are. And it's just going to be so much more powerful with 25 people in the same room, bouncing ideas off each other, feeding off each other's energy. And we're going to be live streaming it again numerous times throughout the weekend in the SnapPack group. That's going to be cool. Stream. We'll have a Facebook Live here and a Facebook Live there, and I'm sure Bucky will have a Snapchat and Insta stories and everything going too. We all will. And so there's going to be a lot of content coming out. But then we're also, we haven't really done this before, but rather than 1 2-hour live stream, we're going to record a session of the Mastermind Retreat and we're going to edit it properly. And it's going to be a professionally done video, basically recording a full session from the REMM. And that's going to be available to anyone who wants to see it for free. And that'll be released sometime after the weekend, probably late next week.
So some of the topics of conversation I'm sure will come up is Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, especially with the things that have changed in Facebook over the last year. What are some specific things you're interested in learning from others this upcoming weekend, Dustin?
You know, the stuff that I'm interested in learning about is really, and this is interesting because I feel like I have a good handle on the social media side of things. What I'm most interested to hear about is from some other realtors, what are they specifically doing to get new listings and to get new buyer clients in their markets, whether that has anything to do with online or digital, doesn't matter. Like if they're door knocking 6 hours a day, I want to know about it. Maybe there's something I can learn from that. I just want to find out people in their markets. And I feel like I have a pretty good handle on Facebook ads as a Facebook ads coach, but there's so much to learn. And so Jason Frazier is a real master with Facebook ads too. And he has a totally different perspective for his mortgage company. And he knows some things that I don't. I'm really excited to get some of his knowledge and information and learn more about Facebook ads. How about you? Awesome. What are you excited to learn about?
That's a good question. I think I'm excited to learn more about how people are maybe having a podcast strategy, just because this is going to be my third episode for podcasting where I'm distributing it out on SoundCloud and eventually iTunes and things like that. So is it true? Is the Godfather possibly coming to this trip?
Spilling the beans. It's not even Thursday yet and you're spilling the beans. Yes, it's true that the Godfather of the SnapPack group, Neil Mathweg himself will be in attendance.
That's awesome. Cool. I can't wait to meet him. He's done a great job of just building his brand and building it for his company. He has the Onion Juice podcast and really digging into some of the things that he's been doing that is helping his business and learning from him and 25 others, not to mention. I honestly don't even know the whole attendee list. I'm going to be surprised by everybody that ends up showing up.
Yeah, that, you know, that's some of the fun of it. It's grown. The Snappack group has grown past just like the few of us, you know, and there's probably going to be some people there that you may not even know. And that's cool. I can't remember everyone off the top of my head, but it's a good diverse group. Beginners, some intermediate people, some advanced marketers, and everything in between. And it's just going to be a good time. And Bob Wall's going to be there. He has his own show and his own podcast. So that'll be good. I'm trying to think of who else has a podcast. I'm going to be turning my Salt Lake Insider show into a podcast. May as well, right? Turn a video show into a podcast.
Right.
I don't even know where to start, but
that's what we'll be talking about.
Yeah, I need to learn that.
Let's see. What else am I excited for? I'm excited for. Well, is it actually snowing, or was that a fake photo you put out there on Facebook?
Dude, when it comes to October, you don't have to fake pictures of snow in Park City.
All right, so
that was as real as it gets.
So I should probably bring my snow boots. Any other recommendations of what people should bring?
Dress like you're going skiing or snowboarding. It's winter. Not really, but when it's snowing in Park City, it's cold. And it's supposed to be snowing this weekend.
All right. I will be sure to prepare.
Yep.
Dustin, what do you think this mastermind meetup kind of evolves to? We're already seeing what it's done in 1 year. Have you thought about, you know, what direction this is headed? Does it turn into an annual thing? Is that the goal? What are you seeing as far as the development of this?
Yeah, that's a good question. Can you hear me okay? You kind of cut out there that last bit.
Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, we've thought about it. We've talked about it. Just kind of want to begin with the end in mind and have an idea of what you want something to grow into. And yeah, I see it becoming a big annual event in the real estate world. I went to Inman Connect in San Francisco in August, and I don't see it ever becoming that type of a thing, because that's more of a conference where you pile into a room and you're spoken to. This, I don't think it could ever get that big and be effective, because the power of what we're doing with this mastermind retreat is that it's a bunch of people in a room learning and doing together. So everyone's going to have their laptops out or their iPads. And like, as we're going through Facebook ads, like they can be creating a Facebook ad right then and there for their market and hit publish. If we're talking about websites and blogging or Pinterest or whatever, they could be doing the things that they're learning right then and there and ask a follow-up question. And ask a follow-up question of whoever's teaching that segment. And you can't do that at a conference. So, you know, yes, I see it being bigger next year for sure. You know, I'd like to see 100 people in attendance next year, but it's going to take some serious planning to make sure that we maintain its effectiveness. Like, we want it to be as powerful as possible. And so how many people can we really have there? But that's kind of what I see it growing into, as not like a big conference, but just like the people who really want to get some shit done stuff, they're going to want to come to this.
That's awesome. If we could take a second and just kind of dive into your business, I'd like to allow the people that listen to this to understand a little bit more about what you've done with the internet and with your real estate business. Start a little bit from the beginning, Dustin. How has Search Salt Lake come to be?
Wow. It's, you know, it's crazy because I've only been doing the Search Salt Lake thing for, I think, 2 years, roughly. It's crazy how much has changed. So I've been a real estate agent for 6 years-ish. And years I was putting along, doing what my mentor told me to do. And he was a big phone call guy, door knocker, you know, have your script, make cold calls, that type of guy. And he loved it. And I absolutely freaking hated it. And so I never had any success doing that. But I thought that that's what you had to do if you're a real estate agent. And I was dicking around online doing something. I don't know how I found it, but I found, like, I came across this concept of content marketing. And it, I'm like, you could start a website, start a blog, start writing articles, and pretty soon you can start getting traffic and getting organic leads who read your articles, and then they want to hire you. And I'm like, that's an interesting concept. I like that. And I'm like, you know, I think I could do that, because I didn't like chasing the business. I didn't like chasing people down. Ooh, there's a good looking site right there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like going up to people and saying, hey, hire me. And so this content marketing, you basically put out some valuable stuff, create content that educates people, entertains them, or both, and then they will want to work with you in return. And so I'm like, I love that. I could do that long term. And so I decided, hey, I'm going to go with this website. I'm going to start this thing. I'm going to call it Search Salt Lake. I hired Easy Agent Pro to do my website for me. And then I just started writing content and started learning about how to get your stuff shared on social media to get more traffic. And that really brought me to where I'm at now, with all the stuff that I've learned. But it's amazing what doing something consistently do with your results. I think 3 months in after I started the website and started blogging, I had my first phone call. They're like, hey, we found you online, and we want you to help us buy a house. And I'm like, that had never happened before. I was always having to be interviewed for the job. And when they just called me out of the blue and they're like, hey, we already know we want to work with you, that right there made me absolutely triple down. And ever since, I've just been creating content, focusing on the website and social media, and trying to attract business to me rather than chase it down. So it was a game-changing shift that I made in my business.
And as far as that game-changing shift, have you continually seen the leads from your website because you're just getting better at creating content climb? Like, are we talking from one lead a week to 10 leads a week? Like, are you seeing that number increase because of the way that you're building out your online presence?
Yeah, and so I'm going to be totally transparent and honest with you. You know, I have not been nearly as consistent through 2017. I have not been consistently creating content the way that I was in the past. And now, because I started my own video show, and I've been doing some other stuff. Like, I'm still putting out content, but as far as my website, I have not been as consistent as I should have been. And so, no, I have not seen it going up and up and up and up and up every month. But definitely, from, you can tell that, like, whenever I'm really putting out content on my site, my traffic goes up every single month. Yes, I'll go from 10 leads to 15 to 20 to 40. And those are organic leads, by the way. People who just find you through a Google search and then opt in through one of your lead captures on your site. I mean, first off, they're free and they're highly motivated leads. It's amazing. So it has not been as consistent of a rise as it should have been. That's on me. But, you know, I know that as soon as I'm able to kind of outsource some of my other tasks in my business and bring on a buyer's agent, do some other things, once I can commit to doing that content every single week, and I'm talking about a blog article every single week versus every 3 to 4 weeks, which is not, I mean, it's better than nothing, but it's not awesome, then it's just going to continue to just go up and up and up and up every month.
And now with your new show that you're featuring on Facebook, are you seeing a lot of conversation around that show in your local market, or what has that done for your business? And maybe explain what the show is.
Sure. So I started a local show called Salt Lake Insider, and I'm still learning what it should be. And I'm going to be filming episode 13 on Tuesday. And so I'm still new to it. I mean, 13 episodes is nothing. Oh, excuse me. I'm trying to do one episode a week, and I go out there and I'm interviewing like a local business owner, or, you know, eventually I'll interview a principal of a high school in my area or something like that. You know, just getting into the community, And here's the important part. You want to make sure that it's something people are actually interested in. You don't want to go interview the manager of Jiffy Lube. No one's going to watch that, but unless they're like teaching you how to change your own oil and, you know, whatever. But I'm trying to interview the founders of this restaurant or the founders of this new bar in town or whatever. And, there it is. So Bucky, go to my Salt Lake Insider Facebook page.
Salt Lake.
I actually created a special Facebook page for it.
Oh, okay. So explain that. You started your own Facebook page specific to the show?
To the show, yes.
Salt Lake Insider.
Yep. I'm pulling myself in so many different directions with all these different pages and websites and stuff, but I'm thinking long term. Once I have some people to help me distribute the content that I create and even for me, then this is going to be much more manageable. But that right there is my most recent video. I actually interviewed my videographer, the guy who films my videos and does the editing for me. I brought him out from behind the camera and I interviewed him about to get some tips on how somebody can start making their own videos. How, if somebody wants to do their own local show, what kind of equipment do they use? How to get the audio right? How to get the lighting right? All that stuff. And so that's been a decent episode. I had one recently that was Tube and Facebook and Twitter. I have almost 20,000 views on. And to get back to your original question, it's not like by doing this show and getting 13 episodes in that I'm getting a ton of business from it. Right. Like I'm getting some accolades within the real estate world, you know, people saying, hey, that's awesome. I love it. You know, I want to do something like that, but I haven't been doing it long enough to really break into the city as a whole. You know, I'm noticing my audience is going up every single week. I do get more engagement every single week, and you know, I'm just excited for once I'm like, you know, 50 or 100 episodes in, it could be some really powerful stuff with some sponsors, with, you could bring on product placement, you know, there's all sorts of things you can do when you have your own show.
Definitely thinking like a media company. That is plain to see. It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to, because I'll tell you what, if you're in real estate and you're, the only source of income you have is a commission check from closing a deal, you're in trouble. Because if you can't physically go out and the closings, even if you have a team that does it, right? If you can't keep getting leads coming in, you're done eventually, you know, and maybe when the market turns, which it will soon, you've got to have other income streams. And if they're from a source that is loosely related to real estate, but not directly tied to it, you're going to be in such a better place. If you have $3,000 a month from this and, you know, $600 a month from some ads you have on your website or whatever, because that can help pay the bills while you're trying to figure shit out on the real estate side of things. So, yeah, I'm just trying to create as many income streams as I can.
That's cool to see. All right. Well, I ended my first podcast segment with movers and shakers, people that you may know that are out there moving and shaking that others should look up. Who would you recommend, Dustin, for one or two people that are movers and shakers? Doesn't even have to be in the real estate industry, frankly, just people that we should check out online and learn more about their brand.
Sure. So one of them, I'm going to mention Shannon Milligan. She's one of the SnapPak co-founders. She's a residential realtor in Richmond, Virginia, and she does a great job with video. She just started doing her own show. She has a co-host with her, and it's called Destination RVA. I would recommend going to check that out. I think there are three episodes in. You know, I'll be honest, I'm feeling the heat. You know, I don't want her to catch up, so I got to keep doing my thing and putting episodes out. So there's some. It's bringing out some competition in me, but she does a great, great job with video. I definitely think she is one of the best in the real estate industry with video, not just with like real estate videos, but local branding, all that good stuff. So check her out. And then I'll mention this guy in Salt Lake City. He's the host of the I Am Salt Lake podcast. His name's Chris Holyfield. I'm going to be interviewing him on Tuesday for my show, but he has a big following on Twitter, and he's always getting a ton of engagement on Twitter, something that I've never been able to crack. He does. He's definitely a local mover and shaker in Salt Lake City, and he's like 300 episodes into his podcast. He does a great job. So yeah, there you go. The I Am Salt Lake podcast.
And what does he talk about specifically?
You know, he kind of does, this is what I've gathered. I'm not the authority on what he's doing by any means, but he reaches out there and talks to local business owners or local artists or, you know, people within the community who have a story to tell. Like right there, episode 299, it's a therapist. And they're telling some stories about, you know, this, that, and the other thing. So he's just telling the stories of people in the community. And I don't think he really limits it to any genre in particular. And episodes in, it's very, very impressive.
And does he have a main business? Like, is he a marketing person? What's his main hustle?
You know, I don't know. I don't know that yet. I don't really know him personally, other than just some Facebook messenger conversation. I'm getting the interview scheduled, but I believe he does this full time.
That's awesome. Very awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is it.
Yeah, buddy.
That is the movers and shakers that Dustin has. Dustin, I look forward to seeing you this upcoming weekend. It's going to be a blast.
Yes.
I think we're going to have to do a follow-up podcast coming off of that Mastermind meetup and talk about all the things we've learned and all the great people that we got to meet in person.
Absolutely. Dude, you might even want to record an episode while you're at the Mastermind.
I am down.
How about that?
I think we need to do a lot of them. Yes.
Yes. Oh, there's going to be so much awesome content coming out of that thing. If you guys want to get more information about it, it's still in its infancy, but go to utahmastermind.com and there's some information about it. And that is where we will have the video that we're going to record a session of the REMM Mastermind, and it'll be available on utahmastermind.com sometime the week after the thing ends. But if you want information about it, that's the place to get it. And then look in the SnapPack group as well. If you're in real estate, you definitely need to be in that group. Amazing ideas passed around within there. So there's Bucky right there, front and center.
I made the list. And how about if people want to figure out more about your business, yeah, get to ask you questions, where can they find you and look you up?
Sure. Yeah, they can, you know, just Google my name, Dustin Brome, Google search Salt Lake. They'll find me. I've made myself pretty easy to find online.
Awesome. Thank you, Dustin, and I will see you this upcoming weekend.
See you Thursday, my man.
See ya. That's it. It's a wrap.
So you call it Bucky's Podcast? That's the title?
I don't know yet. It's the third episode. I'm still figuring this whole thing out.
It's all good, man. Yeah, I mean, shit, you could be 100 episodes in and still decide, you know what? I don't like this. Let's do this. It doesn't matter. Just keep going.
Exactly.
That's awesome.